This is Frankly MSP, where managed service providers get real.
Hey, and welcome to episode 41 of Frankly MSP, the podcast for managed service providers who want to boost their productivity, efficiency, and profitability. I'm your host, Jennifer Tribe. So, very interesting report that's come out of Continuum recently on the topic of cybersecurity and small to mid-sized businesses. Continuum surveyed 850 of these businesses, SMBs, in the US, UK, Belgium, France, and Germany, and they uncovered some very compelling data. Here are a few of the highlights from their report. 83% of the businesses using an MSP said they expected to invest more in cybersecurity in the next 12 months. And 62% of the businesses that don't currently use an MSP were also planning to invest more in cybersecurity. Half of the respondents said that if they were working with an MSP, they expected to see increased security as one of the benefits of that outsourced relationship, regardless of whether managed security or security services were one of the specific items that the MSP was responsible for. For those using an MSP, 74% said they would take legal action against their MSP if they suffered a cyber attack. And 93% of companies who are currently using an MSP would consider moving to a new MSP if this new MSP offered the quote-unquote right cybersecurity solution. And right doesn't mean cheapest here. Those businesses also said they'd be willing to pay more for cybersecurity. My takeaway from these numbers, businesses are worried about cybersecurity. This should come as no surprise to anyone. They're looking to invest in shoring up their defenses and are willing to pay. Great opportunity there for the market. But they will hold you responsible if something happens. And if you can't help them with security, they will switch to a provider who can. Lots to think about and break down there. There is lots more awesome data in the Continuum report as well. If you want to download it, I'll link to it in today's show notes at avic.com/franklymsp/041. And this brings me nicely to my guest for today, who is Lynn Souza, CEO of an MSSP called Kyber Security. Kyber Security is a fairly new name on the market, and that's because for decades, the company was an MSP called Connect Computer. They offered a fairly standard roster of managed services. What Lynn noticed was that cybersecurity was becoming an increasingly urgent and important issue for her clients and for the market in general. So this echoes the data that we just talked about in the Continuum report. And so she started the company on a journey to becoming a managed security services provider. She believes that moving to a security-first mindset has been a critical move for her company. We talk about making the shift from an MSP to an MSSP, some of the pains and challenges in that transition, and ultimately the upside she's seeing of transforming her company. But first, of course, we turn to our One Thing segment, where we hear from an MSP about one thing that's made a difference in their business. Today, we have Aaron Kane, CEO of CTI Technology, based in Illinois.
CTI Technology is headquartered in the Chicagoland area and is a managed service provider today. Back in 2004, when I started the company, we were simply a telecommunications company selling six-figure phone systems that were on-premise, heavy in hardware and in capital cost. With the advancements of voice over IP and the network infrastructure, we quickly realized that our industry was going to be winding down and infiltrated by all these hosted systems that we see today. And in 2010, migrated our business into the managed service provider platform. And during that time, we had a little bit of an identity crisis because we came from a very hardware-driven deliverable to a client high-touch approach service experience. We just didn't understand how to handle that process. The downfall is that our messaging was not in sync with each other. So each employee had their own belief in what we were and who we were in the market. And our clients were equally as confused, which resulted in high employee turnover, and our client experience was, quite frankly, just average. About 3 years ago, we brought a consultant in to deploy the Gino Wickman Traction EOS process. This is a huge game changer for our organization. We quickly created a leadership team of four individuals that would help define our current core values, our vision, our mission, our geography of the clients we're going after, and then on top of that, a 1, a 3, and a 10-year target. Things that I didn't realize were going to be so critical in this space. I thought being a jack of all trades would be the the best method. And unfortunately, getting verticalized was absolutely a big pivotal moment for us. And realizing that we have to have an accountability structure between each employee, that their goals line up with our 1, 3, and 10-year target. And by doing that, the messaging became very clear to our employees and to our clients as far as who we were in the market space and what type of clients are we looking for, which then resulted in a mature type CTI technology and only attracting also mature or greater maturity level clients, so that when the engagement or we onboard a new client, it's pretty clear of the value each of us bring to this partnership and why it's so critical. With the EOS process, we are seeing today, 3 years later, better employee satisfaction, our client experience is through the roof, our leadership team is sharing the successes and burden that happen, and our gross margins are higher and we're adding more money in to the bottom line. I call that a success.
If you're interested in knowing more about the EOS entrepreneurial operating system that Aaron talks about here, you'll want to go back to episode 6 of the podcast where I spoke to EOS leader Mike Payton. You might also want to check out the book Traction by Gino Wickman, very popular with a number of MSPs. Traction is the primary book about EOS and explains what it's all about in detail. Gino and Mike Payton, my interview guest, also wrote Get a Grip as a follow-up to Traction. I'll put links to all of that stuff in today's show notes at avik.com/franklymsp/041. So what's your one thing? Let's say a new MSP walked up to you at a conference and said, I'm just getting started with my company. What advice can you give me as a seasoned MSP? What worked for you? And you can only tell them one thing. What would that one thing be? Tell us in a voice memo and email the recording to franklymsp@avik.com. Or if you prefer, just shoot me a note at the same email address, franklymsp@avik.com, and we can set up a time to record over the phone. As thanks for sending on your clip, we'll send you a fresh Frankly MSP t-shirt.
You're listening to Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avik Networks.
Now we come to my interview with Lynn Souza, CEO of Kyber Security, an MSSP who recently made the transition from MSP. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to Frankly MSP.
Hey, Jen. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity and how you turned from an MSP into an MSSP and what that journey looked like for you and some of the things that you learned along the way. So why don't we start by talking about why you decided to make the shift from an MSP to a specialist in security?
Sure. As times change, we have to reinvent ourselves in the technology field. And I noticed several years ago a change in the emails I was getting in my inbox. And everything seemed to be started to talk about cybersecurity and ransomware. I noticed that if we were going to really do our clients the service that we needed to, and we were going to be the kind of support and service company that we set out to be many years ago, we really needed to make a shift in how we were going to service them and how we were going to protect them. And that meant really moving away from a traditional MSP model and towards the MSSP model, where we're really putting cybersecurity in the focus of security first.
And this was such a major transformation for you that you even rebranded and renamed the company. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a topic of conversation over and over and over again. I was outruled and yet still won. Tells you the power of the owner. overruled, I guess I should say. But yeah, I thought, you know, I had spent years talking to clients when MSP became the thing. I had spent years talking to prospects and clients about all the web hosting companies and all the print management companies and all the programming companies, everyone who was jumping on the MSP bandwagon. I spent a long time just talking to them about what was real and what it meant to be an MSP and how you can't just overnight add MSP to your website with some services and call yourself an MSP. And I felt so serious about making the change to security and all the time and money we had invested in coming up with our security program and hiring all the right people that I felt it was important to leave 30 plus years of brand recognition as Kinect Computer behind and become Kyber Security, so that there was an understanding by everyone that we are doing business with that security is our number one focus and it is where we are invested.
And I understand this was quite a dramatic transformation for you in terms of the time and energy that you put into it and all of the things that you have to do to make that switch. So can you tell us a little bit about that journey and what you had to do and what was involved?
Absolutely. Yeah. Done right, it is not an easy undertaking for sure. It's not just add a couple products to your portfolio and away you go. We spent at least a year probably really coming up with processes, procedures, training. You know, our technical people needed to now look at things through the eye of security, not just service. If a client called and said, hey, I need a password reset, traditionally that may have been something we did in the past. And now it's, well, I need to call you back at your designated phone number to make sure that we're really speaking to the right person and giving the password out to the right person. And that's just one small example of mindset that needed to change, as well as really find the right products. There are so many products out there. Probably while we've been talking, five more have come out. And we really needed to vet over and over and over and over again what products were going to work at the price point for our client base, a small and medium client base. You know, we say we looked at it through the eyes of a hacker. We made some strategic hires and really sat down and whiteboarded every single point of entry, every attack vector that we could think of, and designed our security portfolio around preventing as best as we can. As we know, nothing's bulletproof in the security world, but as best as we can to put a portfolio of products together that protected our client at every level.
So that, I imagine, was before you even started going out to offer this kind of security services. You did all of this sort of lead up and background work. Is that right?
Absolutely. We had to retrain the sales team. The sales team then did pitches to our internal team. And the internal team got to ask questions just as if they were being sold on it. There was so much playbooks. Again, the processes and procedures alone, there was so much that went into this before we even walked out the door as Kyber Security.
And how long did that whole process take?
Well, I'll tell you, it's still going on, at least from a vetting products perspective, because there's always new things coming out. And if you're not staying on top of what's out there and what better has come along, because better things are coming along every few months, not that you can change what you're putting out there every few months, but you need to be aware and you need to stay on top of it. So from that perspective, we are always, always, always still talking to vendors, testing out products, and looking for what truly is the best out there for our clients. From the training perspective, training's always ongoing, obviously, but I'd say it was a good 12 to 18 months of putting everything together from when we started with the crazy idea to when we hit the streets actually selling the product.
How did that affect your existing business while all of this was going on? I mean, you mentioned that you hired a couple of new folks, but was there a level of distraction in the business as this new stuff was being developed? Did it affect your sales and revenue at all?
Sure. Sales probably fell a little flatter because you can't be out there selling and trying to learn everything that we're learning as well. But we understood that. Really, from that perspective, I don't think anything else was disruptive because our new hires were specifically cybersecurity related. So they didn't have anything really to do with any of the existing clients at the time. So the existing clients were still being serviced by the team. And we had enough of a team to be able to pull people off, do training, put them back on, pull other people off. From that perspective, we kept moving. But certainly there was a dip in sales while we were getting them all geared up to really start talking about cybersecurity and going out and speaking to prospects as Kyber Security.
How big was your team at the time and how many new people did you hire?
We are about 25 people right now. To really make the change, we hired about 5 additional people.
And is there someone now on the team in particular who's responsible for keeping track of new products, vetting new products, integrating new products into your offerings?
I wouldn't say someone specifically. I mean, obviously our director of professional services, but the security team in general, and in fact, my entire team, we're always trading emails about what we see out there, you know, as far as a new product goes. You know, my team's really, really into working together. We've got a nice one for all for one team go. It's really nice to see even my security analysts will talk to my cybersecurity specialists and say, hey, I heard about this product and kind of mention it, and they'll talk for a while. So really everybody is invested in whatever they hear out there and letting the whole team know about any new products.
So we talked a little bit about the distraction and maybe the dip in sales when you were building this. Now you've gone out to market. What has the client reaction been?
Sure. A lot of our existing clients are very appreciative of the change that we've made. For some of them, it's a little bit tough because it is a little bit more money. But living in the world that we live in these days, our existing clients are recognizing it. Prospects, it's an interesting conversation. You still have some of the, well, it's not going to happen to me, or I'm too small, why would they want to come after me? You still have some of that. Being an MSSP and really investing what we have in personnel and in our portfolio, we really have to be able to talk to prospects about what makes us different from the MSP who's just gone out and gotten a few tools and now says they do security. We spend a lot of time talking about, you really want to look at the professionals on someone's team and really see, are they security or are they network administrators that are kind of doing security? Because it really is two different mindsets. I was a network administrator. You know, I had a lot of certifications back in the day. And to be able to do, from a technology standpoint, this cybersecurity thing, it's not the way my brain works. I understand it. I can talk about it. But to really get in and do what these guys do, and unfortunately, I have to say guys because I don't have any women on my team yet, it's amazing. It's just amazing the way their brain works.
I'm just trying to envision how you're marketing. Are you going out and targeting companies that are looking specifically for security services? Or are you going into traditional managed services opportunities and saying, hey, we can do one better because we've got this security component?
Both. And on top of that, because we do have specializations in security, we can work much better with in-house IT teams, because a lot of in-house IT teams do not have that security experience. It's kind of three-pronged, if you will. It's the usual MSP client, because of course we still offer all of the traditional MSP services that, you know, you're used to talking about. It's the clients that are looking for enhanced security. Maybe they've had an issue or a problem or in an industry that requires compliance. Of course, that's another growing part of our sector is compliance and things that are being the rules and regulations that are being passed down by the state of New York, obviously by the EU with GDPR. And that's only going to continue to be more and more and more. I believe Connecticut will probably have its own legislation soon. And so we've got that. And then, as I said, we have an offering where we can go in and work with an internal IT team and supplement them on the security side, add our security components and offering and work directly with them to really give their company a full security and IT team.
Overall, this has been a massive shift for you, right? Huge investment of time and money into getting these programs set up, into vetting the tools, into hiring the people, into rebranding. Has it been worth it? And in what ways?
Absolutely, it's been worth it. First and foremost, it's been worth it to our clients and our prospects that we go in and protect, because it is the wild, wild west out there. It's only getting worse. You know, at the beginning of the year, I was reading a lot about, oh yeah, ransomware is dying out. And my goodness, the amount of ransomware attacks and massive ransomware attacks we've seen recently. The Boston legal system was shut down for I don't even know how long just recently with ransomware. I just read another large company, Norsk, I think, just got hit. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And there is no let up. And so it was really important to me, as I said to my team, to be able to support our clients and keep them safe, as well as any new prospects that we bring on. And of course, there's the added benefits of revenue, because it is such a hot topic and hot button right now for everybody. It's really been a place where we can make our name. It's just been fun. It's been fun. While it's been a difficult journey with everything that we've had to undertake, it's been fun reinventing ourselves. The guys have liked it, the whole team in general, and we've been able to do some fun things around it. It's been great.
Looking back, is there anything you would do differently if you had it to do over again?
Start sooner.
Yeah.
Probably a good 6 to 12 months sooner than I started. You know, hey, hindsight's 20/20. But no, I feel really great. Once that light bulb did go off in my brain and I went full speed ahead, I feel great about the process we took and where we went and where we are now.
If you were talking to a fellow MSP who is just starting this journey towards security provider, what would your advice be?
You got to take it serious. I forget who used to say to me, a business coach of mine, I think, used to say, you can't be half pregnant. And you really need to do your due diligence. You know, you really need to hire some security experts, because as I said earlier, their brain really does work differently than what your traditional network administrator brain does. I'm not knocking network administrators. I was one. I was a Citrix administrator, network administrator, and I will tell you with all humility, I can't do the technical cybersecurity stuff. It really takes time to do it right. You got to be all in. You got to be all in on the process.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn. It's been really interesting.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. I enjoyed doing this. Thank you.
That was Lynn Souza, CEO of Kyber Security. What security challenges are you seeing with clients right now? How are you working with clients on security issues? What did you take away from the Continuum report? Jump over to the Frankly MSP community on LinkedIn and join the conversation. Lynn will be there to answer questions if you have questions for her. And of course, I'll put links to the Continuum survey and Lynn's contact info in today's show notes at avic.com/franklymsp/041. Don't forget to get in touch with me if you want to contribute to the One Thing segment. You can reach me at franklymsp@avic.com. That's a wrap. Till next time, this is Jennifer Tribe. Thanks for listening.
Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avic Networks, the most efficient and profitable way to manage your clients' networks.